We find ourselves between Yom HaAtzmaut and Yom Yerushalayim, a period of time where we celebrate and appreciate the miracles that Hashem has done for us in the establishment of the state and the return of Yerushalayim to us, the Techalta de Geula, and the continuously unfolding redemption. A lesson is learned by studying the Yerushalmi Masechet Brachot, which tells us that Rabbi Chiya bar Abba and Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta were walking through the valley of the Arbel, next to Tveria up north, V'ru'u ayelet ha-shachar, and they saw the awakening of the dawn. Omer la Rabbi Chiya, kachi gulatan shel Yisrael, b'techila kim'a kim'a. This is how it is for the redemption of Israel as well. At the beginning it goes very slowly, a little bit by a little bit. Kol mashi holechet, hirabava holechet. And as it continues, it just gets greater and greater. They made a comparison between the coming of the dawn, as we end the night and the darkness of the night, and then if you're looking at the eastern horizon, things get a little bit lighter and then a little bit lighter until you finally come to the sunrise. So too, that comparison fits very well into the darkness of the night compared to the exile. And as we come towards the end of the exile, the redemption begins. And at first, it's just a little bit of light, the light symbolizing, obviously, the redemption. Slowly but surely, it gets lighter and lighter until we finally arrive at a Geula Shleima, the final redemption. So I heard the usual explanation as to why is it that the redemption has to come slowly but surely. Usually we explain in the yeshivas is that because if a Kodesh Baruch Hu would bring upon the redemption in its entirety in one shot, we wouldn't be able to appreciate it, we wouldn't be able to internalize it, we wouldn't be able to work with it, it'd be too much for one time. It's similar to if you're in the middle of the night, if you're sleeping, if you're in a dark room, and all of a sudden somebody flips on the light, it's hard to see, it hurts the eyes, because we're not used to it, and it takes time to get used to the added light. So too much of the redemption at one time would be difficult for us. One might suggest the following idea as well, and that is that we have a klal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to work with Him, to be a partner with Him in the perfection of this world. It's the concept of Tikkun Olam. And just like that is true as far as perfecting this world, perfecting the world for Am Yisrael, and thus for the world at large, so too, when it comes towards the redemption, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us the schus, He's giving us the merit to work along with Him in bringing about that redemption on behalf of Am Yisrael. Many years ago, when I was a student in Yeshivat Sha'al Abim, I heard from Rav Nevin Zal Shlita that on Yom Yerushalayim, in which he asked us, what would be better for the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi to come down in a fiery ball from heaven and land on Har HaBayis, or that we would have to get out there and take the rocks and take the mortar and take the cement and build the Beis HaMikdash brick by brick? And I remember him telling us that obviously it'd be better if we have the schus, if we become a mekayim, the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash, of building the Beis HaBechira. And so too here, one can suggest that the idea is that we should be able to achieve the schus, receive the schus of bringing about the redemption in partnership with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would bring about the redemption in one shot, well, we wouldn't have very much time to contribute. But if it comes about slowly but surely, it gives us the opportunity to look around and see where it is that I am able to contribute, where am I able to apply it myself in the perfection and the betterment of this land, of Eretz Yisrael, of the Medina, on behalf of the Jewish people. I heard many years ago also in the yeshiva from the founding Rosh Yeshiva of Sha'al Avim, based upon a medrash that in the future, the medrash says there will be a time that the Mashiach will be standing on the rooftop of the Beis HaMikdash, and yet everybody seems to be walking on the streets below him and just passing by, not paying any attention to the fact that he has come. And the Mashiach screams out to the passerbys, I am here, I have arrived, I am here. Most people don't even realize it. Hayinu kachomim. However, the Rosh Yeshiva said that there had to be somebody who lended his shoulder to give a boost to the Mashiach to get him up on that rooftop. And that's the opportunity that we receive. And so too, with the coming of the redemption, it comes about slowly but surely, giving us the opportunity to help HaKadosh Baruch Hu in bringing about that redemption. And what a wonderful schus that would be. So as we leave this Yom HaAtzmaut, each and every one of us should take to heart that we have so much to offer individually, just by being who we are, by being ourselves, and through those talents that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given to each and every one of us. There's no duplication in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to duplicate matters. If He puts you in this world, that means that you, with your own kochot, and what makes you very special, that is something that only you can bring into this world, and that's why it's necessary that you should be here. And therefore, taking that into account, we should realize that there's so much that we have to contribute, and a lot of you are still at this point in college or the beginning of your careers, and it's tremendous what you're able to give over to Am Yisrael and to the world at large. And therefore, we take this lesson to heart, and we continue to contribute and help HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the coming of the redemption. And we do this for the sake of the Am, for our Aretz, and for the building of Medinas Yisrael. Alu v'hatzlichu.